Bambi Howe is starting her 32nd year as a Spokane Public Schools teacher. She spent the past 20 of those years with Madison Elementary kindergartners, mostly in a big, colorful space at the end of the hall.
This room was built to be a kindergarten room, so I knew I'd stay forever.
So you've been doing this a while. Have you noticed any trends or changes with your latest classes of students?
You know, when you start looking at the length of time that the pandemic situation has been happening, it's about 50% of these kids' lifetime. And so I've noticed in the last few years that they've come in with less opportunities to socialize with other kids because we were, you know, in isolation for so long. But they learned so quickly, and also it's affected the number of kids that have had an experience like a preschool prior to kindergarten because it wasn't an option for a while there.
That begs the question, how much of a difference do you see between students who came to you with some preschool experience and those who didn't?
I think one big advantage if they've had a preschool opportunity is that from the time they get here, they know how to do school. So I don't notice a huge difference in academics, and preschools, you know, just like kindergartens, they vary greatly. So you might be at a very academically focused preschool, or you might be at a preschool that has more of a focus on field trips and things like that. All of those are amazing opportunities, but the real advantage is that they learn to do school. So they understand what it means to line up. They understand how to take turns. They understand those kinds of things. And so we can move into the curriculum more quickly.
What are some other things the ideal kindergarten student would know on day one?
Well, my personal philosophy is that every single one that comes through the door is perfect exactly as they are. But that being said, if they have had an opportunity to play with groups of children, to be part of like organized activities of any kind, whether it be sports or preschool or any of those opportunities, so that they've had exposure to some of those things. It looks so different to be at home with your family and doing family life versus if you're in a group activity doing something. And so waiting your turn to talk, not just shouting out everything that comes, you know, as it comes into your mind. So if they've had any of those experiences, it really helps them. There's lots to learn about just about the routine and how school works. So if they've had a little bit of exposure to it, it makes it a more smooth transition and less overwhelming for them, I think.
What are your top tips for parents who are looking to help their young kids thrive?
Yeah, read to them every day and play with them and give them chances to play with other kids. And just all of those experiences will help them be ready. Just the opportunity to interact with others, interact with their parents, listen to them, read to them, count with them. Any of those little early academic exposures will really help set them up for success.
Can you share one big thing you've learned after 20 years in kindergarten?
Every single little learner that comes through my door has an amazing potential to do great things. I love the magic of kindergarten because the amount of growth they make socially and academically is so visible in kindergarten. But I love just seeing this one, I get to spend this one school year with them, and I already get amazing glimpses into their limitless possibilities. It's truly my honor, and I feel amazingly privileged to get the opportunity to watch each of them launch into falling in love with learning and becoming a lifelong learner.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thanks for listening. You can find all our podcasts at SpokaneSchools.org/listen.